Well, Louise, terrific. Going first, never easy, but you absolutely nailed it right from the get-go.
Yeah, it was fantastic. We got all the turns, but I must say, being first in, I didn't think we'd stay and win.
So how was your approach to it? As you say, you when you're first, there's always a question mark, but so what was your feeling as the round was unfolding?
He was jumping great in the first phase, and obviously the plan was always I need to go as fast as I can but try and leave the jumps up. He managed to get all the turns. I did take one extra to the last to be cautious to make sure I jumped a clear round. I did actually think when I came out that there would be faster ones. Lucky for me there wasn't.
So when you saw Josh, presumably you were watching at the end and he was giving it a go at the end, did you think even then you might not hold on to your lead?
Yeah, I thought he might have been faster, and then he knocked one down and it turned out that he wasn't faster.
And as the week goes, two big wins here now, so for you this must feel like a dream week.
Yeah, it is, and we've still got two more classes to go, so maybe we can still win another one.
What do you think is the key this week? The horse is just in good form. What's been the key?
Well, the first 2 days wasn't great. We were having fences, and then I don't know, today and yesterday it just seems to have all come together and looks on our side.
So with two more classes to go, how optimistic are you? I mean, do you feel the horses... Well, obviously, the horses are in good form now.
Yeah, the one I've got in the Speed Horse of the Year is the one that won last night, so I'm pretty confident he should be there and thereabouts. The Grand Prix, I have an eight-year-old, so it's a big ask, but he's still a very good horse.
But all in all, two wins still looks pretty good, doesn't it?
If I don't win another class, I'll be happy.
Well done today. Thank you.